Hello, all of you wonderful people. Thank you once again for lending me your ears. This week, we have another podcast interview with a very good friend of mine. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. I just wanted to say quickly that the audio in this recording is not as good as I would have liked. We were in his vehicle. It kind of was bouncing around a little bit. The leather seats were really noisy, so you can hear some background noise. So I apologize for that right now. It was a very good conversation, and we had a lot of fun recording it. I think you guys are going to enjoy the banter of friends, as well as the usual questions about his life mission, his core beliefs, relationship advice, which was very important because Nathaniel is a counselor, and he works with people as his profession, and so he knows a lot about relationships in friendship setting, and I just think that is so awesome, and everybody should hear it. So I think you guys are going to really enjoy this episode. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and sit back, relax, and enjoy this fun conversation with Nate and myself. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Curtis Anderton Show. Curtis here. This morning, today, this afternoon, wherever you are listening right now, I have another podcast interview for you with my very good friend Nathaniel. I've been friends with Nate for a very long time now, and we have grown very close over the last few years. He is my adventure buddy and somebody that I call for help on a regular basis. So before I dive in, I just want to say to everybody, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We just hit 200 downloads, and I'm just so happy about that. It's a very fun milestone, just seeing the numbers grow a little bit every day. And thank you all for the feedback I got for the interview with my mom. A lot of people enjoyed it, and that was quickly becoming the most listened to podcast episode I've recorded so far. So, Nathaniel. Nate is, like I said, a very good friend of mine. We've been friends forever. He is a salt and vinegar chip connoisseur, an adventure freak, I might say, and may sleep in a sleeping bag every single night at home in the comfort of his own bedroom. Welcome, Nate.
Hey, man. Glad I'm here.
So, Nate, could you tell us a little bit about yourself from people who might not know who you are? And yeah, just what is Nate? Who is Nate?
Oh, man. I mean, you already gave my biggest three secrets away, so it's not salt and vinegar chips. I mean, what am I without those? I am right now a Victoria raised boy. I am living on the best island there is to live on in BC, and I'm super happy about it because I get to get out and adventure a ton. And I went to an awesome school that has the same name, University of Victoria, to do counseling, which I spend most of my week doing. But outside of that, there's a number of things that I enjoy doing, but being with people like my good friend Curtis Anderton, that's what I'm all about. So if there's anything that you need to know about me, is that I like... Oh man, lots of things. That's deep.
Yeah, it was so deep. So deep. Nate is somebody that goes all out when he finds something that he's passionate about. Adventuring, off-roading is one of those things, and people is another one of those things where Nate is one of the best best people person I have ever met in my entire life. And he's one of the reasons I want to have him on the show today, because as you know, the Curtis Anderton podcast, I talk a lot about people skills. But before we dive into the interview, I'm going to ask him some of the same questions I asked my wonderful mother. Nate, do you want to just like describe to the listeners where we are right now?
One of the most beautiful places on earth, Curtis. We are sitting front seat. Driver, of course, that's me. Passenger, my good friend. Come on. Inside my 4Runner. What's going on? This is Farron. She's a part of the interview, too. I just put a lift into Farron last week. Gonna just humble brag right there, flex on all y'all, because that is so, so integral when I'm off-road. It's awesome. It also just the LCF is through the roof. Look cool factor. Love it.
The look cool factor. LCF, eh? I'm going to start throwing that one around. So, like I mentioned, Nate is obsessed with adventure. For quite a few years ago, when we were young, we were talking a lot about future goals and things that we wanted to achieve. And Nate always talked about wanting an off-road vehicle. Something I really admire about Nate is that he executes any plan that he wants to achieve one day. And sure enough, after a few years of dreaming, we are now sitting in his wonderful rig, we call it, his 4Runner, which I feel like is the most appropriate place to do an interview with you. So we're reclined in his leather chairs and looking out at our crazy amount of snow. So yeah. That is our setting. Now, before I get into these questions, I said that already, we just had the craziest day. I'm going to go over it really briefly to just explain how exhausted we are. I'm not going to go into detail because this could be an entire podcast episode in itself. But Shelby and I were coming back from Salt Spring. We're dropping our wonderful cat off at Shelby's grandparents' house before we leave on a quick trip. And
quick trip.
The listeners don't know where I'm going yet.
Fine.
And so we're heading back from Salt Spring. We stop in Victoria to meet with Nate, which is why I'm sitting with Nate right now. And we were sitting having coffee when Shelby realized we forgot the last two pills of the typhoid vaccination that we need to take. And we need to take them tomorrow. And so we were freaking out, trying to figure out a way we could get these vaccination pills back from her grandparents' house on Salt Spring. And the plan ended up being myself ferrying back to the island, trekking in the snow to my grandparents' house, grabbing the pills, jumping on the next bus and the next ferry back to Victoria. Nate, being a trooper, decided to join me on this adventure, and we've had quite an exciting 3 hours, to say the least, which has brought us to this moment, sitting in this vehicle.
I love these kind of spontaneous moments because I was halfway through a work day and I had barely an idea that I wasn't even sure I was going to get to see you because of the snow and all the cancellations of the ferries and the roads being gross and stuff. But this is super classic for us.
Yeah, we seem to just end up together in the craziest of times. All right, now let's give the people what they want.
Ooh.
Let's start asking some questions. Let's dive in. So, most important question of all, everybody knows this one. I ask everybody I interview, and this is crucial to my research of finding what true success looks like.
Give it to me.
Nathaniel, are you a buncher or a folder? When you sit down on your home porcelain throne and you grab that TP off the roll.
Come on, MP's TP.
Do you bunch it or do you fold it?
Well, I think what everybody needs to understand is that I'm a man of efficiency. And there's nothing more efficient than folding. I'm telling you right now, absolute perfect ratio, any wipe, 4 squares. I'm talking that 2-ply.
Okay.
With a good fold, double fold, so it looks like 1 square. You get real good. I'm telling you right now.
Good coverage.
Full coverage. The fullest.
All right, you guys heard it here first. Nate is a folder. Now that is officially 2 folders, no bunchers yet on the show.
Because bunchers need to not.
Yeah, dude. You need to ask your family about this because I know you'll be surprised. Anyways, all right. So Nate's a folder. So now, like my mother, I asked Nate to send a few text messages before the podcast episode asking his friends what they feel like is his superpowers. To let you guys in on a little bit about what his best friends, his closest friends, his tribe, if you want to say, feels about Nate, just to give you guys a better understanding of who he is as a person. And I think this is a really cool way to do that. So, Nate, what has been your replies about your superpowers so far?
All right, let me just read them off here without saying any names. One of the people I texted, when I asked them what is my superpower, one said, making sure I say this in the proper point of view here, I'd say that de-escalating an individual, no matter how bad their temper, is your superpower. So de-escalation, that's one.
Okay.
Another person said maybe insight, or if you want to have some more fun with it for your interview, the power of persuasion.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Three more here. The next person said, reading emotions to always say the right thing is my superpower. So reading emotions and saying what's necessary afterwards. Another person said, maybe my superpower is to make somebody feel known or understood.
Ooh,
I like that one.
That's a special
one. And then last one, hyping people up.
Come on.
Come on.
Awesome. Now, I love this, and the more, obviously this is my second interview, but this specific question has been so cool because these text messages he got back from his buddies describe Nate so perfectly, and I love how every single one of them was different, but really summed up who he was as a person. And so, Nate, how do you feel about this experiment where you asked your friends to tell you what they thought your superpower was? Like, what do you feel about their replies, and do you feel like this is a kind of a cool experiment that people should try?
I'm really fortunate because a lot of the friends and the people that I spend time with, that I surround myself with, aren't great at giving feedback and encouragement, yourself included, but all these people that I've texted and shared what they said here, I, in some cases, already had an idea of what they might say, but it becomes really real when somebody actually texts you and you can see the words on the phone that they think you're good at de-escalating tempered situations, or you're great at making people excited and hyped for things. All those, it's a cool opportunity for somebody to verbalize something that maybe they don't always. Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Cool. That's awesome.
I'm definitely going to use that, actually.
Yeah, I think that I think it's an important thing to try. And you learn a lot about yourself. And that, yeah, anyways. All right, so this is actually a perfect little segue because all of these superpowers that were just mentioned are very important tools that you use on a daily basis in the career path that you've chosen. So, Nate, could you tell us the story of how you got into counseling, what drew you to that path, and... yeah, just tell us that story, how you got started.
Sure thing. Although, let me tell you, I'm not going to give the full answer because I will be doing an episode on my own podcast in the coming weeks and time, just outlining some of my thoughts on counseling for my podcast. But crash course version, I knew back in high school, late high school, that I'm really, really good at listening to people. I had people coming up to me and telling me things about their personal lives and sharing scary and sad and emotional experiences with me. And it was only into grade 12 when I realized that this is exactly what counselors do. And I really did know from that moment that I wanted to become a counselor. So all of my post-secondary was geared towards that, and here I am now.
Now, and like you said, for those of you guys who heard that shameless plug of his his podcast, the private service announcement Nate's podcast he just started, so please go check that out. If you guys want to hear more about his career path and what he's learned, really quickly though, what has been like the most... It doesn't have to be quick, but what has been the most impactful thing for you so far in this career? Like, what have you learned? Excuse me. What have you learned, and kind of what has affected your day, and or not your day, but like how you do life now that you've been working in this industry? Has there been any like major life changing moments? Or?
What is something that I've learned in my position that has changed my life? Honestly, I'm going to extend this beyond just my workplace, and I'm going to say the direction that my education has taken after high school, doing my degree in child and youth care and moving into this career, everything that I've been going towards, the biggest thing that I take away from it all is the skills I've learned. And those skills have been completely around building rapport with people, whether that's clientele or other staff members that you're working on a team with. Connecting with people and building relationships is the absolute foundation of what I do in my job. It creates the framework for any valuable work, and it's also the biggest thing that's bled into my normal life, because all the things that I did naturally before, in some way I'd say I feel even more confident, and I have a greater ability to connect with people, whether that's in my work or social kind of sides of life.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, as you know, like, Nate and I nerd out on people skills and interactions with people a lot. The ferry ride to Victoria, we just talked the entire time about some experiences that Nate had and basically how I could apply that in my interactions and how I want to be better with connecting with people. And Nate, I'd love it if you could, now we didn't talk about this beforehand, but I'd love it if you could share some practical tips or tricks or kind of advice for people who want to get better at making connections and becoming better with people and the relationships they have. Any like practical advice would be awesome.
I think that the biggest thing that I could say in a quick segment of a podcast like this would be get curious about people. That can look very different in different settings, but an example would be you're going through the grocery store and you notice that there's an on button on somebody's jacket. That may have happened like three hours ago with
us. This may have happened on the way here.
So instead of walking by somebody and not asking why there's an on button on their puffy, say, I see that there's an on button on your puffy. Like, what's going on here? Is this a heated jacket? We did that when we were grabbing some dinner from the local grocery store while we were sprinting through the... sprinting with these pills trying to get back to the ferry just a few hours ago. And I had a quick little interaction with the person that was there, and I may never see that cashier again, but I was able to actually have a real conversation. Whether it was large or not, it was a quick, real conversation, and it was all based around my curiosity about something that I noticed on them.
Yeah.
I think another thing, if I was just going to add to that, would be open your eyes and notice something about their about the way that they present. So that doesn't always have to be about their physical characteristics, but those are the easiest things to notice when you don't know somebody. First impressions is all based on what you see and what you hear, depending on if you're with Curtis, what you smell. But you can notice when you look at somebody or hear what they're talking about, you can notice something about them. And I think it's really about being curious enough to ask a good question and dig a little deeper.
Yeah, I'm happy you brought that situation up, because this is, Nate is the kind of person that everywhere he goes, he treats people the same, and he puts a lot of effort into making sure that people are known and noticed. When we're at restaurants, he makes sure he asks for the waitress or waiter's first name and uses their name every time they come to the table. And you see them, those people light up and feel wanted and heard and noticed. And I think that is something that you do so well, Nate. Thanks. And so an example of this grocery store today, like, we were just walking through and being nice, and I'm making sure, I'm looking at my receipt to make sure what I've just bought added up right. And I look over and there's Nate having this conversation, leaning on a cashier desk, talking about this girl's heated jacket. And they're both laughing and having a great time. And I love that, because he didn't need to take the time to do that with this random cashier. But he was curious about people, and that's just his life and his heart. So it's been fun to be around him for so long and see this unfold, even though it's kind of been a part of you for your entire life.
Maybe I just wanted a heated jacket, bro.
Maybe you did, okay? It could be it. And dude, it's pretty sick. She like changed the settings right there.
Three settings? Are you kidding me? High, medium, low.
Dude, heat, did you get the brand name? Was it Mizuno?
I wasn't that curious.
Oh man, that's too bad. Heated jackets. That's That's ideal. It
gets heated.
It gets heated. <It's> so all right. So, let's just segue a little bit here. Nate and I met at a Bible camp when we were young.
Hell yeah.
And how old were we?
Oh, man. I could have been 12, 13.
Actually, I think maybe younger than that, honestly.
Do you think?
Because I kind of go by camp years of when I met Shelby, as cheesy as that is. And I know I knew you before I started to fall for her.
Are you for real?
I'm pretty confident, yeah. And that I was 11. So you would have been... Yeah, I was 11 when I met Shelby at camp.
I don't think... Okay. That's saying that I'm like 10 years old yeah. at that time. So,
dude, we were children. Children!
We sure were, though. We had some good children kind of inside jokes from back
then. We did. Special sauce.
Special sauce.
Anyway, so I would love to hear... What is something that you believe in with all your heart that is something that you live your life around, and maybe not everybody knows about you, but it's something that you believe passionately? What would that be?
I think it's as simple as my faith kind of defines the absolute majority of my life. And if I were to believe one thing, it's that Jesus has an answer for every one of life's problems. So it's sometimes heartbreaking for me to work in my position as a counselor in a feminist secular organization where I don't get to talk about Jesus. I don't get to talk about my faith a ton, especially not in my actual counseling relationships in those times where I'm doing sessions with clients. But I truly believe that there is something that Jesus can do for any person and every person. And that completely dominates my thoughts. And it's something that I hope that I can utilize more as I grow in my profession too. But definitely that.
Okay.
There's so much to me though.
Of course.
It's hard to boil down into one statement, or something.
That was what I was looking for, but... So, why I asked this question is... these interviews, I really want to dig into people and what they're all about. Ask questions that people want to know and people don't talk about enough. About finances and relationships and beliefs. I love hearing about what people believe because it stretches my mind and how I look at life. And as well as you really see what people care about. Through these kind of questions. So what do you feel, and take your time on this question if you need it, what do you feel like helped you come to this realization that God, Jesus, is what you believe in with all your heart? Like, what was there a moment, something or somebody, what was that like to really find that full belief and having that, like, with all your heart, you know that Jesus is who he is and he's such a big part of your life? So I'd love for you to try to sum that up as best you can.
So it's camp really was a massive part of that. Every year going back to camp and having another set of experiences with Jesus and with the group of people that are all going after the same thing has definitely been instrumental in my faith growing into what it is today. But really what it comes down to is when you see or experience something and you understand it's real, it creates passion. I think everybody is passionate about something, and the things that they believe most deeply inside of them are things that are rooted in important, valuable experiences that they have firsthand witnessed or been a part of. So
yeah.
It's as simple as that. Everybody believes something, and everybody has something that is the centerpiece of their life.
Yeah.
And for me, I just feel so fortunate that it's been this experience.
Okay. Now, do you have like a time where you witnessed that firsthand? And I like asking this question because for me, I know there were certain times that I can't not believe because of the stuff I've witnessed. And I'd love to hear if you have one. I know you have tons because we went to the same Bible Camp, which is Cashin River Bible Camp, our whole lives, and the stuff that we've been able to be a part of has just been incredible. So if there's like a specific moment that you witnessed or saw something that you were like, wow, I can't not believe in God after this moment.
Well, without going into massive detail, I'm actually going to say it's not one moment, but it's one continued experience. My family has been radically changed by Jesus, by having a faith in God. My parents specifically had come through really, really rough childhood experiences, been through a lot. I really don't want to divulge the details of those things, but the point is, the people that they were before they knew Jesus is night and day difference from the people that they are today. Even before I was born, I've heard crazy, crazy stories about both my parents and things they've been through and things that they were a part of. And I thank the Lord every day for my family and the way that they are today, because that's the biggest testament of something that's real, is something that's felt and experienced, and I get to experience the love and the change that is part of my family every single day, continued experience. Yeah.
That's awesome. I think that's really great. Nate has a very wonderful family. Very, very beautiful family. Cool. Thank you for sharing that with us. I love to hear those things, and I'm excited to hear different people's replies to that one. But thank you for sharing that.
No doubt.
All right.
What you got?
So, next question. I feel like these questions are very deep. I need to start throwing in some like
light
more
ones?
Lightheaded, not lightheaded.
Okay, just get woozy on that.
You know, yeah, some woozy questions, but some more like life fun questions. All right. What? Here you go. I'm going to mix it up.
Come on.
Ready? Here we go. You. You know what? I got this, bro. Okay. I got this.
I'm
all right. First off, guys, I'm really starting to this new trend. Have you heard of a dude, bro? Well, a lad, bro. Lad, bro.
Ew!
Okay. Never mind. Going back. Nate, you were a soccer player growing up. The football. What's your favorite soccer team for those ballers out there?
Barcelona.
Oh,
all the way.
I know nothing about soccer.
It's okay. They're awesome. They have the best player in the world. Arguably the best player in the world, but honestly, I would say there's no question. He's the best player of all time. Lionel Messi. Let's hear some noise. I've loved Barcelona for years and years, because as a kid on my under 10 soccer team, we our house league had names of real clubs, and my under 10 year I was on the team Barcelona, and we went undefeated, so it was always my favorite team before I even watched professional football.
Football.
And then I realized that my team was the best one ever, so that was a bonus.
You stepped on it. Hey, stuck on it. Hey,
it's all right. Freaking dope.
All right, so now let's get back to the deep questions here, people. Okay.
There.
People
want to
hear.
Stop laughing.
People who want to hear the juicy.
Stop smiling. I see you. Stop smiling.
All right, actually, I got one. I got a fun game here we can play with the audience.
Oh wait, we can smile again.
All right, smile again. I want you to say, okay, everybody take a moment. I want you to close your eyes. I really love doing this because I realize that everybody has their headphones in right now and I can say whatever I want, so this is really fun. Okay, close your eyes. After hearing Nate talk, what do you feel like is his heritage? Where do you think he's from? Try to picture what Nate looks like. All right, you got it? Now I want you to say it out loud. Now I want you to realize you just said that out loud. No one's listening. I can't hear you. All right, Nate, where are you from?
Oh, my gosh.
What is your family heritage?
A family heritage? Yeah, buddy. You see all this white snow outside?
Yes.
I was born in Calgary. I'm living in my heritage right now.
Okay, that wasn't as...
I know.
Where's your dad's from?
Because you wanted to make a black comment.
Nate is black. I said it.
Heck
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody knew this. Nate, if you want to actually picture what Nate is, if you've never met him before, picture the Old Spice man. You know the classic Old Spice Man commercials?
Like I'm on a horse.
Yes, that is Nate. It's actually hilarious how
look
much
at your man, now back to me. Now look at your man, now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me, but he could smell like me if he started wearing Old Spice. I definitely watched that a few times.
Old Spice, if you heard this, we're up for sponsorship.
Come on.
So.
Come on.
All right. Let's dig into some more here. Now, considering that you are in a situation in your career that basically everything you do revolves around relationships, now, what is your best piece of relationship advice? Now, this can be for your love partner, or this can be about friendships in general. Whatever you would like to go, I think that they apply in lots of ways. But what's your best relationship advice?
Communication is key. Communication is key. I know you want me to expound.
I do, because there's so much everybody knows that, bro.
But like, but you see, this is where in my work, you don't actually have everybody knowing that. I work as a children's counselor, a counselor for children and youth who have witnessed abuse in their home. So right off the bat, every one of the clientele that comes through my door, whether that's the caregivers, the parents, or the kids that I'm actually doing counseling with in an individual or group setting, they have been in a position where violence is the technique that has been used. One might call violence aggression, and aggression is a way of expressing oneself in unhealthy way. And I mean, this goes for every relationship. I believe every relationship, whether that's dating or friendships, family relationships, if you can't communicate what you're feeling or what you are wanting in a like a calm, healthy way, then you're going to run into situations where either passive-aggressive techniques are used and it actually hurts somebody's feelings, whether that's intentionally or not, or overtly aggressive behaviors are going to come out, and you're going to find that people try to get what they want by using violent tactics. This is what I run into on a daily basis, and in my own relationships, I've found that being able to communicate assertively what you want and how you're feeling in that moment in a very calm way, that's more than half the battle. You just have to be able to communicate well to have some success. Because if you can't communicate what's going on, how do you work through the challenges?
Yeah.
And how do you come to solutions together? And how do you even be intimate if you can't communicate what's deep on your heart?
Yeah.
Or really close and important to you? I think communication has to be the hallmark of a good relationship.
All right. Okay, where do we go from here? Some good piece of advice there. Now, I did not ask my mom this question, which I wish I did, because I want to ask everybody this question. Something that is not talked about very often is finances. I find that it's one of those topics that people kind of keep quiet, and you don't really learn about it enough in school, and you always wonder about how much people make and yada, yada, yada. So what would you say is your, like, what's been the best financial advice that you've been given by maybe a mentor or somebody, or what that you found for saving, getting ahead? Got one?
It's more of a phrase that I'll explain. Excellence in purchase. So excellence in purchase, to me, that's really talking about letting the things you buy or the things that you invest your money into, letting them be excellent, letting them be of great value. So an example for me would be this vehicle that we're sitting in right now. So at a time where you and I both know that I was really hoping to have a 4x4.
Yeah.
I had a first vehicle that was great on gas. It was small. It was a great to and from A to B kind of travel vehicle, daily driver, whatever. But I knew that I really wanted to have a 4x4. So as I was looking into getting an SUV, because my family had previously owned many SUVs. We had a Ford Explorer, a Chevy Tahoe, which we still have. And we've always had trucks, so I always knew that I wanted to have something like that. But I didn't want to settle for a kind of beater that would be, oh yeah, it's adequate for camping or whatever. Yeah. What I really wanted was to have a vehicle that I was proud to drive, something that was going to last me. All those are making my money go further. So for this one example with my vehicle, I ended up getting this SUV, this Toyota 4Runner, for a great deal, for it being a 2004, and it stretched me. It really did. It was by far the biggest purchase I've ever made, but I was able to buy it outright.
Awesome.
I used my money, and I wasn't, it wasn't going in the hole for it.
Yeah.
And I awesome. Think for me, I had worked really hard to get to a place that I could buy it. And then when I did, it was so rewarding. So I didn't have to go in debt for that. And it's, something that I think is, if you can put the time and effort into saving, you buy something once and it's going to last you long. Do something once and do it right.
Yeah.
Is something that I say a lot.
Yeah.
And so excellence in purchase is, that is really what I would say my financial advice might look like.
That's awesome. Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's some people I find, like, as a car, continuing with the car analogy, like, I've seen people who really wanted that nice car, so they went out and bought it, and then they bought all the toys and whistles that they'd want with it, with, like, the roof rack and all the nine yards right away. It went in the hole big time, and then they spent the next 5 years trying to pay it off.
Right.
And I think it's awesome because you bought the car you wanted, and over the last, how long have you had this car now?
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Over the last 2 years, you slowly invested in the highest quality things you can get for it. And now you have a really nice lifted off-road vehicle that you've spent 2 years paying for, and you've been able to do it without putting yourself in any kind of distress, which I think people need to. I know me personally, I'm not good at that. My wife is, luckily, so I'm saved. My personal example of this is I would go through shoes like no one's business.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good example.
I go through shoes, we're talking like 6 months, I need a new pair of shoes, guaranteed. They'd be wrecked, they'd have holes in them. Mm. I've went through shoes in like 2 months before, so...
Can I hear hashtag Walmart?
Hashtag Bluntstones.
Well, now.
So I spent the stupid $260 on Bluntstones. I've had them for over a year now. They still look great, they're comfortable, and that's another example. I could have spent way more money on shoes if I kept buying crappy shoes, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Finances with Nathaniel. It'll be a whole new podcast episode. So Nate, now I wanted to ask you about your life mission. Maybe, you know what, I'm going to do that. Let's go into your life mission right now. You can quickly say what you told me earlier because I think it's important people want to hear it. Don't pull on that cord too hard.
Snipes, that's what we're all connected to.
Yeah, that's what we're connected to.
Okay.
This is a very intense podcast setup, okay? Careful. What would you say is your life mission? I'm gonna pause for dramatic effect.
Just holding back. What I said earlier. Too funny. I know you want to know, but I'm gonna say what I actually want to say.
Oh, come on.
Too
All right,
bad,
go
too
for
bad,
it.
Too bad. Life mish. It's really to affect people in a real and tangible way. When it comes down to that, for me, the biggest part of my life is my faith. And so I believe that the largest and most lasting effects that somebody could have would be to encounter Jesus and know him in a special personal way. But even in my place of work, I get to do that as a counselor. I get to do that on a really down-to-earth, face-to-face experience in listening to somebody and giving suggestions, real-life suggestions on how to move forward, in whatever kind of situations these clients are in, or maybe even some of my volunteer endeavors like search and rescue, doing stuff that helps people that are maybe in a life-threatening situation. From a volunteer standpoint, getting to do stuff through search and rescue, that's a big way that I get to affect people. Or even in a different volunteer thing that I'm connected to, it's called Power to Be. They're a wonderful organization that works to get people with various disabilities or barriers, so whether that's physical or mental or financial barriers, getting them beyond those barriers into the outdoors where they can enjoy nature and all the good things that it has. So finding ways to connect with people, through connection, affecting people, I guess, is the best way to say it. I think that that's the biggest thing for me. Life mission.
Okay, awesome. Affecting people around you. Now, there's going to be a round two of this podcast, 100%, probably around six. We adventure a ton together, and there's so many stories and things I wish that we could have gone into today. We have been into a lot of funny situations together, and so I know for sure we're going to be doing a round two. But I would love to hear, Nate recently just started a podcast. Like I said before, we're both very into becoming better with people and communication skills, speaking, and so Nate wanted to get into podcasting, and I encouraged him, and so he dove in, and like we mentioned earlier, he's got a podcast show called Private Service Announcement, and he talks basically just about his life and things that he wants to talk about. And so, Nate, I would love to hear, I know you're only you're an intro and a full episode in so far. What's been that journey been like for you so far? How is starting a podcast? I know this is kind of the first time you've done like a blog or any kind of content creation. So,
well, with the help of our trusty app Anchor, it's been really, really easy just to make them. So shout out to you guys at Anchor. Thank you for making a super user-friendly, intuitive app. All I have to do is chat into my phone with a toque over top of the mic as my makeshift pop filter. Super easy to create what's in my head. But honestly, for me, getting what's in my head out is the hardest part. Yeah. I knew that I have something to say, and I've always felt like I need to be sharing with people, but I'm a professional listener, and I'm much better at sitting with open ears rather than flapping mouth. So it's really a challenge for me sometimes to find ways to say in a engaging way what's on my mind. So really, it is just me trying to build some skills. It's kind of what I said in a private service announcement, the trailer I made for it, my first little mini episode, is just that I want to grow my oral skills, get better at storytelling. And so far that's where I'm going. And it's been awesome so far with that first episode. Go check it out if you want to hear a little bit about my first time doing a search and rescue call. Shameless plug right there, but I'm pretty excited. It went really well.
Yeah, I did. I liked it.
Sweet. If Curtis liked it, you're going to like it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm a world-class podcast listener.
Come on.
Like,
what I say, listen to them all.
It's true gold. True. Give me some bread.
Yeah, let's get this bread.
Let's get this bread. All right. Well, that's cool. And yeah, so thank you, Nate, for taking the time to sit in your Farron and have this conversation. We've been talking about this podcast for quite a while, and to be honest, quite a long time ago, a couple years ago, I interviewed Nate on my Define Startup podcast right before it went into the ditch.
Implode.
And so it never actually made it to air, I don't think. That's or is it true. Up there?
No, it's
I don't
not.
Know.
I checked.
So you checked. So now Nathaniel is officially on iTunes, Spotify, just like my podcast, if you want to listen to me more. So make sure you guys go check out Private Service Announcement.
Come on.
By Nathaniel Demetrius. I'm pretty sure if you Google it, you'll actually find it because Anchor does an amazing job about putting us high in Google for some reason. They're actually really good.
Their distribution is awesome.
Pretty beauty. Nate, now, is there anything that you'd like to tell the audience? Kind of a goodbye message, something that you want to leave them with, a request, anything like that?
Yes.
Pause for dramatic effect. Another long pause.
Oh, man. No, just listen to this episode and enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Well, they did. They're here at this point.
Thank you.
So your advice was taken. Well, I was hoping for some, like, wisdom bombs there.
Dude, I'm all out.
You know what? His greatest wisdom he could have offered is listen to more of my podcast.
That, honestly, I'm all out.
Is there anywhere else that listeners can find you if they want to connect with you and learn more about what you're doing?
Either go through Curtis or just shoot me. Yeah. Curtis will scream.
His number is 604.
It's like my personal agent. Now feel free to connect with me as well. If you have any questions about what I've said or, even if you liked my portion of this interview, because I've never done an interview. I've never been on this side of the interviewee seat in the driver's seat getting interviewed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, yeah,
literally in the driver's seat.
Very much so.
All right.
Fans in the driver's seat, come on.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate me. Wow. Appreciate me. I really appreciate you lending me your wonderful ears.
Oh,
you could have
finished. I had it.
He had it. All right. So if you guys want to check out more episodes, I've got another interview that I did with my mom recently, as well as some other topics about maybe first impressions, some people skill stuff, and as well as telling stories from the ambulance world. So if you have any curiosities in your mind about those things, I'd love it if you guys could go check that out. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I would love it if you could share it with one friend, somebody who you think might enjoy this as well, maybe somebody who's going into counseling, or maybe somebody who likes to hear the old Spice Man talk. So thank you guys once again. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful day, morning, night, wherever you are. Remember, you have what it takes. Do something wonderful today. I'll catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait, I gotta turn my phone off. All right. Yeah, now yeah. Hang up. You hang up.
No, you.
Okay, you. All right. See you guys. Peace out.